Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
This week, we'll be featuring five winners of the annual Senior Superlatives. Juliana Fernandez of the University of Miami earned the Listener Choice Award for describing her research into the efficacy of negative political ads.
We have all had our share of negative political ads. The 2012 presidential election surpassed the total number of ads aired during the 2008 campaign. Clearly, candidates believe that negative political advertising is an effective tool to communicate with voters. According to the latest report, 61% of all Obama ad spending was negative compared with 71% of Romney's. But do these negative ads affect the way people evaluate the candidates? My latest study investigated the effects of repetition of negative political advertising on candidate assessment. Participants in the study were exposed to 1, 3, or 5 repetitions of a negative political ad within a TV show. The findings show that when the ad was presented a maximum of 3 times during the show, and when the interval between ad repetitions was small, opinion of the candidate sponsoring the ad improved. Yet, when the ad was presented 5 times and frequently, a backlash effect was observed, so that opinion of the sponsoring candidate actually declined and opinion of the attacked candidate increased. Interestingly, increasing the interval between ad repetitions within television programming improved the opinion of the candidate sponsoring the ad, even if it was repeated many times. These results suggest that negative ads are sometimes effective, but they become ineffective if repeated too many times. The results also show that the ads can be more effective when candidates adopt a strategy of spacing out their ads on television.
That was Juliana Fernandez of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.